Third trend, robots. Those of us of a certain age grew up expecting that by now we would have Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons in our house. And all we've got is a Roomba. We also thought we'd have this robot to warn us of danger. Didn't happen. These were robots engineered for a flat world, right? So Rosie ran on skates, and the other one ran on flat threads. If you don't have a flat world, that's not good. Which is why the robots we're designing today are a little different. This is Boston Dynamics Big Dog. And this is about as close as you can get to a physical Turing test. Okay, so let me remind you, a Turing test is where you've got a wall, you're talking to somebody on the other side of the wall, and when you don't know if that thing is human or animal, that's when computers have reached human intelligence. This is not an intelligence Turing test, but this is as close as you can get to a physical Turing test. And this stuff is moving very quickly, and by the way, that thing can carry about 350 pounds of weight. These are not the only interesting robots. You've also got flies, the size of flies, that are being made by Robert Wood at Harvard. You've got sticky bots that are being made at Stanford. And as you bring these things together, as you bring cells, biological tissue engineering, and mechanics together, you begin to get some really odd questions. In the last Olympics, this gentleman, who had several world records in the Special Olympics, tried to run in the normal Olympics. The only issue with Oscar Pistorius is he was born without bones in the lower part of his legs. He came within about a second of qualifying. He sued to be allowed to run, and he won the suit, but didn't qualify by time. Next Olympics, you can bet that Oscar or one of Oscar's successors is going to make the time. And two or three Olympics after that, they are going to be unbeatable.